Internet? I asked it in the form of a question.
That was a question.
Weird and I are just happy to be alive.
That's right.
Oh, my God. The state of Massachusetts isn't that small.
Shockwaves, Brita. Shockwaves.
The explosions weren't that big either.
No offense, Joe.
No, they really weren't.
Alan, you got an explosion in Texas, too. Brita is the only squirrel without explosions.
You know, it was funny. There were several people at work that were talking about the thing in that little town near Waco.
Yikes.
And they're like, well, oh, there's an echo.
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
It's coming from a cave.
It's coming.
The internet is a series of caves.
Anyway, the. You know, you talk about fertilizer in Texas, people think of, you know, cow crap. But, and they're like, well, how can a fertilizer plant catch on fire? And I'm like, fertilizer is explosive. Ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah. Fertilizer.
Well, there was a huge explosion in Texas that happened, you know, 100 years ago or so that wiped out a city. So, a ship full of fertilizer blew up.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
You got a giggling, Alan.
Yeah.
He's ignoring me, though. That's the funny part.
It was, I want to call it, it was Texas City, I think. Oh, yeah. I Wikipedia'd it. Texas City, which is just south of me. Deadliest industrial accident in U.S. history. Fire on board a ship that was docked in the port detonated 2,300 tons of ammonium nitrate.
Oh, my.
Ooh. That's a lot of ammonium nitrate.
Yeah. That was the...
How the fuck do you store that much ammonium nitrate?
It was on a ship.
Apparently not carefully
enough. They were like loading it up to take it somewhere or something. I don't know. Anyway,
God, can you imagine
fertilizer?
Me?
Fertilizer is nitrogen rich, and if you know anything about organic chemistry, and anybody that studied organic chemistry, the first thing they do is make stuff that blows up because that's what you do in organic chemistry. If you're not making drugs,
that's not true. Oh, I mean,
you're either synthesizing lysergic acid or making explosives. That's otherwise why bother with organic chemistry, right?
Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol.
I'm going to hang up.
I was actually surprised at, I mean, you know, given my line of work, everyone's taken a fair bit of chemistry. Some of them actually did say that their chemistry professors did not have like a whole unit on bomb making.
I'm surprised.
though when I pointed out the fact that what your professor didn't teach you how to nitrate things. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, guess what?
Are you kidding? I had a high school chemistry teacher who had an ongoing bet with another chemistry teacher who could make the biggest explosion with elemental sodium. it reacts with water to, it reacts violently.
Yes.
And you're supposed to drop in, like, you know, the size of the head of a pin. He was throwing in golf ball-sized chunks.
Oops.
Yeah, he blew up the Virgin Mary. That didn't go over well.
I bet.
An actual Virgin Mary?
Did you go to Catholic school?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
Did you weep blood?
That's
sad. Did you know there was no stigmata?
Well, okay, because here's the thing, you know, and this is a complete off the topic thing, but you know,
it's about bombs.
Think about it. You know, chemistry used to be fun. Remember when you were a kid? I don't know, when I was a kid, chemistry set came with stuff to make stink bombs and gunpowder and cool stuff, and they don't do that anymore. It's
Alan,
like,
there were only 42 elements when you were a kid.
That's not true,
and you've got to be a chemist to really fully appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, they worry about people in science and stuff, right? They're worried about people, kids in the U.S. not taking science classes and learning engineering and stuff like that. It's because they make it so fucking boring, nobody wants to. I guarantee you, if you make the class, you know, blowing stuff up and making stink bombs again, people will be standing in line to take that class.
I went into chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that is a great thing. Yeah, exactly. I mean, chemistry,
biology because he hates small animals.
I know he loves them.
No, I need to pat them all. And let me tell you.
And they cut their heads off.
That's right. Jay, have you given pat-pats to an angel shark? No,
I haven't. Have you given pat-pats to a toad?
Oh, please.
Lots of toads.
Size of a dinner plate?
Yeah, I've got pictures on my blog. But the
ones that shoot poison out of their little socks.
No, not the.
I got poison in my beard. That was a weird day. Nice.
I've actually never encountered a marine toad.
Bufo marinus, yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to play the music.
Okay.
Yay!
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2013. Did I say Tuesday or Thursday? Anyway, it's Thursday. All day long. This has been a really messed up week. I'm surprised I even know what day it is after the week I've had.
Squirrel Report is always on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Except when it used to be on Friday.
Yeah, oh well.
Thank goodness it's not on Friday anymore.
And, folks, public service announcement, if you encounter an angel shark, you should give him pat-pats.
I don't think that's very likely for me.
I don't think...
Fresh water.
I don't think...
Not likely to find him in Lake Erie, huh?
No.
Or in the Gulf of Mexico, either.
No, I think there's some angel sharks there.
Anyway. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
It's, what the hell is going on with my internets?
Poop water.
I don't know. The sound is a little funny. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Huh.
You sound better than Jay.
You do sound better than Jay.
That's amazing. Duh. Well, you know, I had AT&T fuck around with my internet connection to this week, so maybe that made some sort of difference. I don't know.
Who knows?
I've lost faith. Just make it work.
You know, it's funny. You remember back in the day when the phone companies used to compete on who had the clearest calls? Yeah. You could hear a pin drop. You know, they ran ads and stuff like that. And our sound is so great now. It's like if you can get a fucking connection, you're lucky.
Oh, I dropped the call again. Yeah, so sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, geez.
AT&T is like, fuck you. You want phone calls and internet at the same time? Fuck you.
Ah, you silly person.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, and the other day, I'm sitting here in the house. You know, I was like home alone. It was during the day. I hear a knock on my door. And I'm thinking, I'd never answer the front door. Ever. Because I'm not expecting anyone. Nobody comes to my house. So I hear a knock at the front door and I ignore it. And then a little while later, I go out, I leave the house, I come back, and there's a young woman standing on my front steps. I'm like, oh, this must be the same person who knocked before. Can I just ask, is anyone else getting harassed by AT&T U-verse?
Oh, they harass everybody.
Oh, my God, I don't have a TV. Leave me alone. How many times? I'm going to put a sign on my front door. I don't want your U-verse. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they come around. Jesus. And they knock. They go up and down the neighborhood and try to get everybody in the neighborhood. And then they do the guilt trip on you. It's like, well, all your neighbors are signing up on it.
Yeah, that works on me. Yeah.
All my neighbors can go fuck a dog.
Yeah.
If all my neighbors signed up for Comcast, I will laugh at all my neighbors.
Ugh. Yeah.
So,
2 weeks until Houston.
That's right. Oh, hey, guys. maybe we should take this opportunity to talk about the NRA convention. Not that, you know, I give a crap about the NRA, but.
Well.
I'm excited to see all the people that are going to be there.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. All four of us are going to be there, right?
Last I heard.
Worlds.
I got a plane ticket that says I will, so.
Awesome.
I got a hotel room.
All right.
Okay. Awesome.
And he's not going to get Pat's the ambulance driver.
I might get Pat's the ambulance driver.
Oh, God. Oh,
are you rooming with AD?
No.
Oh. Okay.
But but I'm giving Pat's. No, I prefer to have roommates that don't snore.
He'd probably let you.
He would let me.
He'd enjoy it.
Well, anyway, I wanted to say that, you know, if anybody is following us on Facebook, there will be photographs and updates and stuff on our Squirrel Report Facebook page.
That's right.
And vote for my mustache.
And, oh, my gosh, Jay, I can't believe you're behind.
Well,
Brownells is running some sort of Facebook contest about vote for the best mustache. And clearly, JG needs to win. Jay, I don't understand why this isn't on your blog and you have don't have 100,000 hits already.
Because it scares the children.
It's the best mustache. It really is. So if you're on Facebook, go to Brownells and look for their mustache contest and vote for JG because he really needs to win. I don't know what the contest is. I don't know what the prize is. It doesn't matter.
The prize is best mustache.
Exactly. Seriously. Come on.
It's bragging rights.
It's anything else.
He put a beautiful photo up. Excellent mustache. You need to vote for JG.
Thank you.
Somebody is saying, what about Jay's behind? I don't know anything about that.
Oh, you've grabbed it. Who are you kidding?
Have I?
I must say, it's a little played out.
God. Vote for Jay's mustache. I don't know about the behind. But, you know, they go together. So you can vote for both at the same time.
Vote for Jay's mustache. Vote for Wally's behind.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our update.
We had a topic.
We do.
So, big
deal. Things happened this week.
Yeah, things happened this week. Some of them we're going to talk about, some of them we aren't. And I'll just say up front, we're not going to talk about the bombing at the race, at the Boston Marathon. Frankly, because nobody knows anything yet. I mean, there's really nothing to talk about. Something blew up, some people got hurt, and that's all we know, really.
It happened to be JG and Rob Allen.
Right. I would prefer to hold off and talk about that at some point when we know what the hell happened. Nobody knows anything.
I will state that my pressure cooker is pre-ban.
You know, by not talking about it, I did want to talk about the fucking media, and they just yet again,
oh God,
proved themselves to be completely fucking incompetent on covering live news. You know, this thing happened, and instead of saying, oh, look, it happened, and we don't know anything yet, and we'll let you know as soon as we know anything, they fill 24 hours with inane blather. And now you have, and, you know, the trash cans. You have cities all around the country removing trash cans because some moron on the media said, oh, the bomb was in a trash can. There was no fucking bomb in a trash can.
Well, there might have been,
but
we don't know. They've just been making shit up and pulling shit out of their asses the whole time.
But the whole thing is now there are cities that have removed their trash cans and nobody's got any place to throw trash because some dipshit said something about bombs in a trash can when they had no fucking clue. You know, it's just this crazy overreaction that's going on and you know, People on 4chan are looking at pictures and circling, you know, suspicious-looking people in the crowd, and then the FBI is giving, like, search warrants and shit over it, you know? It's like, it's just some dude in a crowd. I mean, come on, people.
Ah!
Yeah.
See, the kind of thing, they're claiming he's a person of interest. He's, like, 12.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, derp-de-derp. This poor bastard, just like doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the 4chan one of, look, he's not paying any attention to the race.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, guess what? If somebody dragged me to the Boston Marathon, guess what I wouldn't be paying attention to?
Yeah, exactly.
The race. As soon as I found a shapely ass in front of me in the crowd, that's exactly where I'd be looking.
So, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. But anyway, the Obama gun control thing.
Just, oh, God.
You know.
My heart is like an alligator.
You know, there's.
What? What does that mean?
Honestly speaking, it's a Hunter S. Thompson quote. So, the truth be told, is he probably knows to the grave.
You know, first place, it's like, you know, from the beginning, he put Joe Biden in charge of it, right? So it was doomed.
Well, there is that, yeah.
And remember, Joe Biden is very high functioning.
Wow.
So then you got these clowns passing, you know. Basically doing the bait and switch thing with a shell bill, and we'll vote this out, and then we'll add a shitload of amendments, and you know, and they tried to rush it through in the typical way they do things, and the more and more people looked at it, the more and more senators were like, fuck, if I vote for this, I'm not going to get reelected.
You'd be lucky not to get tarred and feathered.
They couldn't even get all the Democrats to vote for it. Of course, they did get some Republicans to vote
right.
for it,
but that's the whole point behind any bill. Am I going to get reelected? They don't really care about the effects of the bill,
oh, no.
or what the bill does or doesn't do, or you know, they don't care about the bill. They care about how it looks to their constituents and whether or not they're going to stay on the government gravy train or not. You know, they pass these things, they raise these bills, and they think to themselves, well, you know, how will it look to the people back home? Will they vote for me again? That's all they really care about. They don't really give a shit about the bill. So, to me, like, all this squabbling about the gun bill and, like, the background checks and Second Amendment and all this stuff means nothing to me because it means nothing to them. The purpose of these bills is how am I going to get reelected? It's all a fucking game to them. It doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
And this is why I don't pay attention. I don't get wound up about the Second Amendment anymore because it's not about the Second Amendment anymore. It's not about the laws. It's not about the bills. It's not about, you know, gun control. It's about these fucking assholes who get elected somehow that are way stupider than I am, and they're manipulating the system in order to get reelected and stay on the gravy train, so they don't have to get real jobs.
Because they can't get real jobs
because
they
can't because they're fucking retards. That's why, and they get elected by other fucking retards. So,
Rita, they're very high functioning.
Well, they are. See, it's like Joe Biden. I'm sorry. I mean, how did this guy, Joe Biden, who is really two brain aneurysms, and he's the vice president of the United States. I'm sorry.
He's
I don't know.
He's very good at coloring between the lines.
He must be. So, there you go. There's my rant for the night. I'm done.
And a good one it was.
Thank you.
Hooray for Brita.
I don't know. It's just that like I look at the news and I'm like, none of this shit even matters. It's all smoke and mirrors and it's all this manipulative game to get people to vote for some fucking idiot who managed to get himself in office.
And by the way, to the Republicans who voted for the gun control bill, all you got to do is look to Scott Brown. And just notice that he is out on I-90 holding a cardboard sign that says, "Clean and sober U.S. vet will work for food."
Nice.
We'll legislate for food.
See, people come to the show and they think, "Oh, JG's going to go off and rant," but it's me all the time. Sorry,
it frequently is.
I'm sorry, but you know. I say it up.
And since we're talking about high functioning fuck nuts, you know, at this time, if the NRA doesn't give Harry Reid an F rating, then I don't. You know, it's like, you know, people have been going, "What the hell are you giving Reid such a good rating year after year?" And they're always like, "Well, he's good on guns." He's good on guns. We don't care. We're a single issue thing. We don't care about all the other stuff. He's good on guns. Well, guess what?
Well, we will see, won't
he
we?
He isn't.
I don't think he's going to be as rated as highly.
Yeah, he better get an F.
I suspect. And hey, you know, at least they didn't work with them to work on the gun bill.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck planet did I wake up on when the NRA is the one holding firm and the Second Amendment Foundation is caving?
I definitely that's one thing I plan to do at the NRA convention is Alan Gottlieb's going to be there. And
yeah,
I plan to ask him. Going, please give me your elevator speech on this one, Alan.
We do need to corner him and say ask him what the fuck, because
Alan, I love you. You're a sweet little guy. And yeah. And overall,
I love your bow tie.
What the hell were you thinking?
I mean, it's one of those. I must say that I have a really hard time turning on the Second Amendment Foundation because they do have such a good, you know, they have such a good base coat going on that, I mean, everyone's allowed a mulligan, but I do want to hear the fucking elevator speech for this one.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have the faintest clue.
You know, unless in the talk they promised one thing and then did something else, you know. When the Second Amendment Foundation was endorsing the bill, nobody had read it. Nobody knew what the hell was in it. You know, this compromise thing, you know, nobody had seen it. And then when they did see it, everybody was like, huh? So, I don't know. I'm tempted to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I still want to know.
I think I'm definitely going to be giving them the benefit of the doubt, but that's one of those trust but verify situations.
Exactly,
Alan Gottlieb is going to be at the NRA convention. He's also one of the most approachable people there.
I know
that if I say to him, look, Alan, I'm a life member, because there's no fucking guns around and no ammo around, I've just been deciding to just put my ammo budget into the Second Amendment Foundation.
That'll work.
It's just
been one of those things of the, well, fuck, I can't spend this on guns and I can't spend this on ammo, so why not? I'll stroke a check for you guys. And because overall they've been doing us pretty darn solid. Hence the reason why I'm not gonna throw them under the bus for, I mean, just Heller versus DC that NRA tried to torpedo and is the hands down the greatest victory for Second Amendment Second Amendment. Probably in our lifetime.
Yep. No doubt. And
so, I mean, you just can't burn a bridge. We're not, you know, I'm not one of these like super crazy ultra libertarian people that, you know, the moment somebody says, oh yeah, no, we can't have hookers in public schools, you know, all of a sudden I can't support you anymore. But that's definitely worth, you got some splendid to do, Lucy.
I'm pretty sure there's hookers in public schools.
But they aren't on the school union.
They're probably not unionized.
Yeah, but still, they're one Robert Farrago away from making the list.
I don't know.
These great legislative victories and then completely and utterly tone fucking deaf. Guys,
I've seen that recently all over kind of the gun rights community lately.
Well, there have been several
in the blogs.
Yeah.
There's been several blogs that have kind of said, "Hey, this bill doesn't sound so bad. What are we arguing about?" You know,
Miguel.
Well, but not just it wasn't just a single blog, but it was kind of
there were several.
It was interesting. It was kind of interesting to watch.
Several of the ones, and I noticed the one thing they all had in common is they were all tend to be, the badge sniffer variety.
Interesting.
To be fair, I've got to say I am not necessarily opposed to background checks. I just am opposed to background checks that have a linchpin that's attached directly attached to the government.
But it's got to be attached to the government, or it's meaningless.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know, somebody was saying, oh, why can't just private individuals call up this government service and check, you know, names before they make private sales? And I thought to myself, how quick, like 5 seconds before the government would say, hey, we should keep track of those names they're calling in.
Yeah. Well, not only that, what's to stop you from calling in any name you wanted to?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's the thing that gets that is so long as it's not connected to any, like, it's not connected to, you know, Bushmaster serial number, blah, 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 like it is in an FFL.
Yeah, but they would change the rules and make you have to give those numbers.
Yep.
To use the system. I mean, come on, it's the government we're talking about here.
That is true. And
again, even the quote gun show loophole that they keep bringing up over and over again. If I live in New Hampshire, but I make it to New Hampshire, I've got a gun I'm going to sell. I sell it to Joe Private Individual. It's my responsibility as the seller to make sure I'm not selling it to an ineligible person.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Really?
No.
Well,
you can't. All the law says is you cannot knowingly sell it to an ineligible person.
Which means, like, you know,
you can't. Well, I mean, if you, you know, it's the rule is if the guy goes, hey man, I'm a felon, will you sell me a gun? Then you can't legally sell him a gun. But if it's just some guy and says, hey man, you know, I hear you got a gun for sale, here's $200, and you're like, cool, here. There's no rule that says you have to check them out or it's incumbent on you to make sure that they're not a prohibited person. It's just if you happen to know it, if you can't knowingly sell a gun. But there's nothing, I mean, how are you going to know unless they tell you? You know?
Or you know the person personally well enough to know
that
they're...
Well, that's what I mean. And, you know, I mean, you know, if it's your loser brother-in-law who's, you know, something like that, then...
Who you bailed out of jail right. At dark 30.
Yeah, exactly. Then, yeah, you probably should sell him a gun. You know, it's like the whole safe storage thing, right? You know, other than making sure a kid in your house can't get a hold of your gun, there is absolutely no obligation on you to make it impossible for somebody to steal your guns. You can't.
It's even impossible to make sure that your kids can't get to your gun. If they're determined, I mean, it's just like, Chance was talking about his kids broke into his phone because they looked at the streak marks on his screen and realized where he'd been punching to enter the code to unlock his phone.
Yep.
So they just picked up his phone and unlocked it.
Oh, kids are safety.
It's the same thing with my for whatever reason my father has the weird Windows default password setting that when the computer goes to sleep. When the computer goes to sleep, you know, it puts the password protection in. And I remember he had bought a brand new computer, so there was a brand new password protection on it. And I cracked it in about 3 seconds because it's my dad. Dad does not follow the XKCD school of password generation.
ABC123. Or just password?
No, it's three random words.
No, I mean his password.
He's got there's a couple of very very easy choices that Dad picks from, and so I went through all three of them and then got it on the second one.
Anyway, hey, call in.
Yeah, we do have a call in topic tonight.
214-530-0036 and call in and tell us what your favorite anti gun overreaction to the anti gun bill's failure.
It was kind of a sweet week for that.
It was.
Yeah.
There was some hippie tears that were just amazing.
Oh, I've got to share this with you. I mean, of course, it's partially speculation, but when the after the vote had gone through. I was just getting off the train coming home from work, and my wife had called in an order to the local pizza parlor that's right by the train station. And so I popped in there, and they've got a big widescreen TV that's always got the news on there, and it was playing Obama's press conference. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, God, this is hilarious. And as I was there, I was looking at the guy who was standing in front of me waiting for his pizza to be done, and I noticed what I'm pretty sure was the bulge of an inside-the-waistband holster.
Nice.
And I'm like, this is just beautiful.
This is a beautiful thing. Hey, we got people calling in. Holy
crap.
We got 29 people online.
I know.
And all of them are calling right now.
Let's take a call. This lucky caller, the first one of the evening, brought to you by...
Hey, Dan.
This is who?
Dan.
Dan?
Or Stan.
Ben.
Oh,
Ben.
Hi, Ben.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm just so happy that this gun control failed, because this is, I mean, I was really worried about this one. For a long time, I think we got complacent that, you know, that there wouldn't be any legislation, and if it did come up, it would, you know, wouldn't have a chance of succeeding. But this time, I think it scared a lot of people and got a lot of people back on point. So I was so glad when it finally... They got the politicians got the message again that this is a radioactive issue and you better not touch it.
Yes, they did.
The other thing I want to talk about is, I don't know if y'all saw this, but the soldier in Texas that was hiking with his son for his Boy Scout badge.
Yes.
That the police come up with, you know, the respect my authority deal.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all see anything about that?
Yeah, I read about it.
And that's just, it's amazing. I mean, you kind of expect it in, you know, the anti-gun states for it to be happening in Texas.
Well, that was Temple, Texas, I think it was.
Yeah.
which is near, I want to say it's near Fort Hood. Anyway, that's a well-known Democrat stronghold.
Is this guy open carrying?
This guy, okay. he was on a hike. He is an active duty soldier who has been in the military for, I want to say it was like 18 or 19 years. I mean, this guy has been
18 and a half.
Yeah, he's been in wars like over and over and over again. And he was hiking with his son in the backwoods, you know, back on basically a, you know, like a dirt road or something. I don't know. Anyway, he's out hiking, and he happened to be carrying over his shoulder slung a AR-15 rifle. He was also concealed carrying a pistol, but he has a concealed carry license, so everything was fine. And in Texas, it is completely legal to walk down any street anywhere with openly carrying a rifle. The only thing is it can't be carried in a, you know, what is it, a threatening manner or something like that. So basically, it was slung on his shoulder. You know, and the cop pulls up and says, you know, I can't, you know, quote the thing. There's a link. Somebody put a link in the chat. Basically, cop pulled up and you know, like you said, it's, you know, went straight into respect my authority. And fortunately, his son had a video camera and started recording the thing. And some things were said along the lines of, you know, I don't have, you know, the law doesn't matter to me and stuff like that.
You are exempt from the law.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty egregious on the part of the cop. So
what really set it off was when, without saying anything to the guy, the cop just reached up and tried to snatch the rifle off his shoulder.
Yeah.
And like any normal person, when somebody tries to snatch something off you, you pull back by instinct. That's right. What really set it off.
Yeah, that's when he went full on to respect my authority.
And then the sergeant showed up, he just doubled down on the stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm afraid somebody needs to, you know, somebody needs to learn the law there, and it ain't the sergeant.
The only other thing I I want to say is if anybody is going to the Blade Show in Atlanta at the end of May, beginning of June, I'd be happy to meet up with anybody that is going. I plan on attending this year.
The Blade? I did not know there was a Blade Show.
Wait. Blade Show?
Yes. It's the biggest knife show, I think, in the country.
Brita's excited.
Why have I not heard of this?
It's like the I'd SHOT Show for knives.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's custom knives, factory knives, materials to make knives. You know, a lot of times you'll see a lot of the survival show people there, you know, as guests. It's just a big knife show. It takes place 3 days in Atlanta, usually a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Stabby
oh, my
headed,
gosh.
Rita.
I know. That would be so much. Oh, I'd love to go.
I bet the cold steel guy
Ed
will be there.
Ed St. Jack at a knife show.
I know.
Get a bigger car.
We should do a Kickstarter for that. That'd be worth funding. Make sure they take video because.
I would love that.
So a lot of big knife fans, Cold Steel is maybe one step above, like, High Point in the gun world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean,
they have a presence, but they're not a big fan favorite at the Blade Show.
I love all knives. I'm happy with knives. I'm not going to go off on knives.
I've got so many knives, like I can't hardly keep up with them.
Ben, you ever see those pictures like after there's some sort of like event and they raid the person's house and they're like, oh my God, they have so many knives, and I always look at the pictures and I'm like, I have more than that right next to my bed most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
I've got more knives than that I don't even know about.
I know. I can't remember how many I have now.
Rita just looks at the TV and goes, "Piker."
In general, I carry 3 to 4 knives on me at any one time.
Nice.
And no, yeah. I don't need that many. But that's just how, you know, I got my Swiss Army knife, and I got my little sheath knife, and I got my Spyderco big folder and my traditional folder.
Plus, you got 2 boots, so what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's a good point. I was just thinking, you know, I didn't think I carried that many knives daily, but, you know, I started thinking about it, and I kind of do, because I usually have a neck knife on, and I got my Benchmade auto, you know, assisted opener, and then I've got my Leatherman, you know, in the backpack, and then in my backpack there's another 2 or 3 different knives, so I'm kind of, yep.
Yeah. They're handy.
Yes, they are. Use them all the time. And I actually, I know a lot of people that were at the NRA show. I think it was the one in Charlotte. Was it the one in Charlotte or the one in Pittsburgh where they had the knife deal where it was like, they had these like.
That was Charlotte.
The K-Bar knives for dirt cheap. And I got like 5 or 6 of them, and now I got like a knife in every room.
Yeah, ten bucks a whack.
Yeah, and one in the truck, and you know, it's just one in the gun box. And
they did it both in Charlotte and Pittsburgh, and I didn't make it to the what was the other year? What was the year
St.
after
Louis.
St. Louis? St. Louis. Yeah, I didn't make St. Louis, but. I know for a fact that in Charlotte, North Carolina's knife laws are such bullshit that it's like, yeah, I'll carry my K-bar. So if they take this one, I won't be too sad.
Oh, that reminds me. I should probably say anybody coming to Houston, Texas. Texas does not allow auto openers, no switchblades, no double-sided. Fixed blade knives. You can't carry any knife with that's sharp on more than one side.
Oh, Damn it.
You also can't carry any knife that has a blade that's longer than 5 1/4 inches fixed.
You're shitting me.
Nope.
Oh, only fixed blades.
Texas is worse than Massachusetts.
Fixed. You can't carry. You can have it. You can have it in your house. You just can't carry it.
What about a big honkin folder?
I don't think there's a limit on folders. I could be wrong.
So I'm
going to
carry
that.
My 14 1/2 inch folder.
Yeah.
But I don't have.
I don't know if it'll pass, but there's a bill in this session of the Texas legislature that will repeal the switchblade thing. We'll see. I don't know if it's going to.
Because God forbid Texas can be outdone by New Hampshire.
But you know, other than that, everything's okay. You know, assisted openers are fine. Any so-called I don't know what they a gravity knife. I'm not even sure what that is, but.
That's all, only if you're a World War II German paratrooper.
Yeah. you hear
well,
that?
Well, most law enforcement defines a gravity knife. If we can get it, if we can sling it hard enough to get it to come open, it's a gravity knife.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing about that. And, lock blades are fine. It's just the thing, and it's hardly ever enforced unless you're like a gangbanger and they arrest you, but, and then it's then it's an add-on thing, right? But just FYI, you can't no fixed blades with more than one edge sharp, and nothing over 5 1/4 inches. So,
important safety tip. Thank you, Alan.
So what you're trying to say is the double-edged thing is a I'm arresting you for pissing off a cop.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just like public intoxication.
Exactly.
Nobody has ever been arrested for public intoxication. That isn't essentially being arrested for. You're pissing me off, son.
Right.
What's the charge? Pissing me off.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, how are they going to know, right? Unless you're walking down the street with a machete on your belt, But there's a defense.
I'll leave my machete.
You can actually, if you're using the machete, for like in your garden or something, or your tree trimming or something, it's okay. So.
It's for trimming my pubes, officer.
It's on your property, right? So you can like open carry. You can open carry on your property in Texas. So if when they say there's no open carry in Texas, it's not entirely true. You can open carry on your property.
In your house with all the windows.
You can open carry in your yard. Like your front yard. You're mowing. Mowing the yard or whatever. You can open carry if you wanted to. I don't know why you'd want to, but you can. The point is, if it's on your property, you can open carry. It's not like there's a blanket prohibition on it.
And, by the way, I'm watching this video of the guy getting arrested, and I gotta say, again, displaying my number one fear is you see the cops muzzle the guy with his own gun.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
That's why I say it right now, if I am in a duty to report state, and the duty to report is only a misdemeanor, I am not reporting that I'm carrying a firearm.
Oh, by the way, Texas is a duty to report state.
Is it a felony or a misdemeanor?
It is a, you lose your carry license.
Your Texas carry license?
Yes.
Okay.
But you only have to tell them if they ask for your ID.
Oh, okay.
If they ask for your ID and your carry, you have to also, when you give them your driver's license, you also have to give them your concealed carry license.
Oh, that's like Ohio.
License.
Yeah.
I mean, if they just stop and talk to you, you don't have to go, I'm carrying a gun.
I've got a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
So, yeah, none of that. So, anyway.
So, Alan, you're going to be handing out loaners, right?
Loaner what?
Carry
oh,
guns.
Loaner carry Whoa. Guns.
I can't.
Yeah, Rita I don't.
Why, Rita can't carry in Ohio.
Why wouldn't you bring your own?
Dibs on the Smith & Wesson E-Series.
Shh, quiet, weird.
I don't know. I'm not carrying a gun, officer. I guess I got that one there. Go ahead and take it.
Oh.
Wow.
No.
That's cold, man.
No.
It's just a cheap POS.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, man.
Well, Ben has been sitting on the line.
Talk to you
later.
Okay, bye. Sorry.
We get distracted.
We have another caller.
Think about it. The Smith & Wesson E-Series, how good of a gun can it be? It's got an external extractor.
It's a damn good gun, as you know. And it's got a damn fine holster to sit in, Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Dennis, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't say I'm going to the next call. I thought you were just
He did. Oh, you weren't paying attention. That's it.
And then I said your name.
Oh, wow. How you
Dennis,
know,
are you coming to Houston or no?
No, I'm not making it down to Houston.
Darn it.
All my money is currently wrapped up in buying stock. Not Wall Street stock. My wife and I are attempting to open up a little brick-and-mortar store.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm buying...
Is it official now? Can I tell people?
What's that?
I was keeping it quiet.
Oh, you can tell people about the store, sure.
Yay! Dennis can't be my roommate because he's buying a gun store. That's totally acceptable.
I'm buying, like, anytime I can find a deal on, like, a case of Kershaw knives or, you know, a gun up for sale on any of my distributors, I'm just spending my money and buying it now so I don't have to worry about it later.
Nice.
You know, Dennis, I have a few.
Yes, I know that you do.
You also need a big display of jerky and hot sauce.
You know what? Too many gun stores don't have jerky. I'm appalled when I...
That's why I'm telling him.
Are you telling me that I should stock jerky?
Yes.
My gosh. Of course.
The only reason to go to a gun show, so if you have it in your gun store, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't go to a gun show without buying jerky.
Or hot sauce.
All right, yeah. Well, I will endeavor to put up a display with beef jerky, I guess. Yeah.
No Slim Jims. That's just wrong. Sick and wrong.
What else is going on? I was loving watching C-SPAN. I was streaming it at work and listening to the votes, and, you know, every time Schumer got up and opened his mouth, you know, I wanted to take the screen and just, like, throw it across the room, but then I would have to pay for it, which really, you know, I wasn't prepared to do that.
I know that I wasn't watching the live stream, but just before the show started, they're debating the Illinois carry bill, and oh man, it only took a few of the antis to get me to go, yeah, I think I'm going to stop listening to this.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was telling folks, I even posted somewhere, you know, it was only one battle. The war is far from over. You know, we came 6 votes close to having that, you know, actually pass. I don't look at it as 46 people upheld the Constitution. I'm looking at it as 54 is too damn close to 60.
Yep.
You know, for my comfort level, but it's. I was pleased with yesterday, and then just, you know, watching, especially my side of the family, who are all uber liberal, crying in their milk. Oh yeah, it's, you know, and you know what? And I told them early on, I'm not going to rub your nose in it because it's just not the way I am. And I haven't, and I've restrained myself from doing that. I'm sure it's only going to last another couple of days, and I'm going to have to say something and then be ostracized again. But, you know, it is what it is. I just wanted to say hi to you folks because I haven't talked to you guys in a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, you haven't. We've missed you.
I haven't. I've been trying to just stay ahead of everything, and I'm failing miserably at staying ahead of everything. You know, there you go. It's
well, maybe you ought to just set your sights on, you know, one step behind.
I really considered,
you know,
why don't I just get close?
Let somebody else take out the, you know, IEDs and the landmines for you.
you know what? I was thinking about that. and now I'm just going to give you all a little teaser here because I can't really say anything. But today I did. Today I did ship a product out to. It's a super secret project, and even one that Jay doesn't know.
Ooh.
Which is pretty neat. The only person who knows this one is actually on this phone call, and is Brita. I gave her the scoop a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
It left my hand today. Oh, you saw the picture of it. Okay.
I did. I just got the email.
Yes. That left the shop this morning, and if and when it happens, I'll let you know, and you can scoop everybody.
Okay. It's awesome.
Hooray!
I didn't even tell Alan or anybody.
Anyway, guys, enjoy Houston. I really wish I could be there. I'll be there in spirit, not in body.
And in a belt.
Say hello to folks when you're there for me. And Jay, let me know how the belt holds up a year from now.
It's doing great. I'll be posting on it.
I'll talk to you all soon.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Take it easy now. Bye.
Bye. That was nice, Dennis.
Yeah,
there you go.
That was cool. Honest to God, that belt he sent me is like, it's like a corset. It's tougher than a corset, really. It's crazy.
It's a melee weapon. It really is. You could take it off and bludgeon someone with it.
Well, it's also bulletproof, right? It's got a layer of Kevlar in it.
I would think so. If somebody's shooting in my waist, yeah.
Like Wonder Brita.
If they happen to hit you there.
Yeah.
And that call-in number, 214-530-0036. We'd love to talk to you. Well, we got like 10 minutes, so, you know, make it snappy.
Going quick.
You know, the thing we haven't talked about was Obama's like tantrum he threw.
I know.
Over this gun thing. I mean, it was
what a baby.
You know,
sometimes it doesn't work out, Obama. Sorry.
Well, not only that, but you know, I don't care if it's from my party or somebody else's party, or you know, not that I have a party, but you know, it doesn't matter if I like Obama or hate him or think he's good or bad. I expect him to act presidential.
Yes.
And standing up there and whining and carrying on like that was just unpresidential. I'm sorry. He needs to have a better group of handlers that can ride herd on him, because damn it.
How Boehner-like of you.
Yeah, exactly.
You going to cry?
Hey, we got callers.
I wish he'd shown that much remorse about Benghazi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Or Boston.
Yeah.
Or Boston, or anything else. My favorite part of that whole speech was the epic Biden facepalm. Have you seen the picture? I love that picture so much. It warms the cockles of my little cold heart. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Let's take a caller.
Okay.
Go.
Area code 508. Hello.
Hey,
this is Artichoke.
I know that dude.
Yeah.
I know that dude.
Yeah, I'm not in an airport this time.
So awesome.
I can't hear y'all.
You're not in 508 area code either.
No, I'm not, thankfully.
Well, it says you are.
Well, yeah. I've had the same cell phone number for over a decade now.
Hmm.
I escaped the 508 area code 5 years ago.
Awesome.
But it can be done, Jay. You can do it.
Yeah.
I would give you Stingray's line, but I'm buying a PMAG on Brownells right now, but, well, nobody's buying them.
You can place an order for one.
Yeah.
But, and
cheaper than dirt's got them for $80 each.
Thanks. I'll keep my $80. So I've got a question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
With the gun control bill more or less dead in the Senate, how are we going to get fucked next?
Oh, I'm sure they'll come up with a way.
Yeah. Executive orders.
Well, the thing is, you know, is Congress still in session? Then the gun bill's not dead. Right. You know, they can always resurrect it. You know how they do things. They can just try over and over and over again. They'll sneak something in as an amendment to an appropriations bill in the middle of the night and, you know, deem it passed. Well,
I read something that Reid voted against the background checks amendment, I think. One of the amendments that he wanted, he voted against it so he could bring it up again later.
There's no telling. There's really no telling. The only way they can get stuff like this passed is to do it so quick and like in the middle of the night where nobody realizes what's going on. You got to pass it to read it style thing.
Or you attach it to the budget.
Right.
Or the military funding.
Exactly. You attach it as an amendment to an appropriations bill that has to get passed or something like that. And then when the Republicans balk, you demagogue the shit out of it and tell them how they want to cut, you know, money to soldiers and teachers and police and firemen and blah, blah, blah.
Don't forget the orphans.
Yeah. Fucking orphans.
Yeah. Well, but you've also got, they introduced their immigration bill. It's still in committee. And I heard something this week that they're talking about taxes again. So
if
the gun thing dies completely, we could still stand. Those are just the two things I can think of.
Well, yeah, they're also making noises about raiding the 401ks and IRAs, so.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Look for that anytime also. You know, Congress is in session, they can fuck you. That's pretty much all it is. And since they're in session, like, all the time now, you know.
Yep. Well, there's a reason the Capitol was in D.C., and that was because it was an unpleasant shithole.
Right. It's still an unpleasant shithole, but they have air conditioning now.
And they're lonesome fuckers, so they like it.
We need to take the air conditioning out of all the
That's right.
The Capitol and
so they don't want to be there.
The Senate. Yeah.
And antibiotics. We need to get rid of those.
That's one of the things I love about the Texas legislature. They only get to meet for like 3 months every 2 years.
In Virginia, they get to meet every year, but they only get to meet for a few weeks.
Yeah. See,
they get per diem. I think I don't know if they get a salary, but I know they get per diem while they're in Richmond.
Yeah, they don't in Texas. They don't get enough to make a living either. I think it's you know, it's not much. I think they ought to do that for the U.S. I mean, really. I mean, all they have to do is pass a few budget bills. I mean, come on. There's no reason they couldn't do that in a couple of months and then have the rest of the time off and you know, be done with it.
Well, but then how would Pelosi make her money insider trading?
Yeah, there is
congressional register.
Right.
That you heard about that little trick this week?
Oh yeah, they snuck a repeal of the insider trading prohibition through.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was clever.
Yep.
And the parts they didn't repeal, now they only have to be reported in hard copy.
Yep. Which nobody will ever be able to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's around here somewhere. We'll find it.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
By the time you find it, it's obsolete. You can't trade it anymore.
Nope. Hey, thanks for calling. We got some more people lined up, but.
All right. Well,
I appreciate it.
Y'all have a good night.
You too. Bye. And I think we got, yep, there's one more. This one's Seattle. I think I know who this is. It's not Seattle.
No, it isn't Seattle. It's Eastern Washington. Sup, Alan?
Hey. All right.
So, yeah, the second you brought up Obama behaving like a petulant child, by far, I think that was one of my favorites, although Feinstein's meltdown was actually kind of epic as well. I did fall over laughing, though, when I came across a news article today bitching about how the Senate is quote-unquote unfair because a minority can actually overrule a majority because, you know, every state only has two votes even though they may be more populist than the rest.
Wow. That was kind of like,
well, my immediate response is, that's what the House is for. That's why we have it for each direction.
Yep.
There is a side to make sure that every state is equally represented, and then there's a side to make sure that the people are equally represented. If you don't like it, shut the fuck up and go to some communist shithole.
Yep.
But
which, frankly, they would probably like.
Yes, they probably would. Because they are that stupid, and they, you know, basically they don't work anyway, and so they just pretty sick, they don't have to be happy with it. But one of the other things I love, so I took it, everyone was on the call and saw the video of a total freaking meltdown with Biden sitting in the background. Well, I didn't realize it until I posted the video as a quote of the day, and Fish the Fox came and dropped a comment, and if you go and look at Biden in the background of that video, he looks exactly like Walter from Jeff Dunham.
Yes, yes, he does.
He does.
His face is like a perfect recreation. It's epic.
Yep.
Don't insult the dummy.
Yeah.
And I mean Walter.
Well, Walter. Yeah.
That's what pissed me off about it. I was like, damn it. Poor. Well, Walter was there first, so he wins. And
poor Walter. Well, he looks like...
no wonder Walter always looks pissed off. He looks like freaking Joe Biden.
He looks like Biden.
He'd be pissed off, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
To be fair, Walter's hair is more lifelike.
All right. I just noticed it rolled past 7 here, so I'm figuring you guys are going to wrap up soon.
Yep.
So
thanks for calling.
I will talk to you guys later. No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. And, yeah, that's about it.
Good hour.
That went quick. We didn't have as many callers as I would like. Hint, hint, all you people in chat that didn't call.
We had a lot of people in chat and not as many callers.
We are not that entertaining that you would sit there and listen to us yammer on without
calling.
Can I
give my favorite old reaction?
Yes.
Do it.
Yes, you can.
My favorite, it was on Facebook. It was, you know, like the friend of a friend who was adamant that they needed to pass this gun control so it'll stop things like what happened in Boston. Really? We need to pass gun control because bombs.
What?
Yeah.
Right. I wish I'd saved a screen cap because it was just one of those things. We need to have gun control so it can stop things like what happened in Boston. Like, you are aware that there were no firearms used at the Boston Marathon bombing. You're aware, bombs, guns, different things, right?
No. Violence, just, bad.
Again, like the college history professor who insisted that, again, Hitler was right wing because socialism is always associated with the right wing.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah. Hitler was right wing.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Yes, Hitler was right wing. But that's because socialism only acknowledges a left-right dichotomy between international socialism on the left and national socialism on the right. They don't. Their political worldview doesn't acknowledge any other.
We got both kinds, country more, and Western.
Exactly.
This was more everything I don't like is right wing. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite. We need gun control so there won't be any more bombings.
Yeah, that's right.
Makes total sense. And get rid of the garbage cans because that'll do it.
That's right. I got to give them credit because they're doing the entrepreneurial, taking advantage of the situation. But I saw somebody is pimping the bomb, their special bomb proof garbage can.
What?
Well, that sounds like a challenge right there. You obviously don't know any Boy Scouts.
Yeah, they were advertising. They're trying to get the cities and stuff to buy a bomb-proof garbage can. Yep.
That could be really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, look. Hey, it's MDev. Let's take MDev.
Oh, God.
Since he's called in. It's MDev.
My gosh, I call in for half the show, and finally you pick me up.
Yeah, well, every time I went to go pick you up, you went away.
Oh, well, that could be that, too. I'm selling crap on Craigslist, so I keep having to hang up when people show up.
Ah.
You're not selling a truck cap, are you?
I've heard people will buy anything on Craigslist.
Are you selling it strictly casual?
I just sold a piece of crap mountain bike that I got for free, and I sold it for $30.
There you go.
But anyway, yeah. So I mean, just this week's been a doozy as far as watching the anti-gunners go nuts. But actually, the highlight of my week was my sister-in-law finally moved out of our house on Monday.
Yay! Party time.
She moved to New Hampshire, but she flew into Boston, so as we're like getting her ready for the airport, we're watching everything go on with Boston, and I'm thinking, oh, don't cancel that flight. Don't cancel that flight.
Oh, no. Well, congratulations, you know.
The good news is I have had a New Hampshire non-resident carry permit for years, just because they used to be easy and it was like $12 when I first did it, or $20 or something. And I've never had a reason for it, and I guess now I do.
Oh, for when you go visit?
Yes, because I plan on doing that all the time.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering about that.
Does your wife listen to this show?
Nope.
MDev, if you do end up visiting, we'll have a blog shoot for you.
Of course. I need an honorary blog shoot.
Because no matter where in New Hampshire you are, you're close to Jay.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what? This is the funniest thing. I have an uncle that lives in New Hampshire, and they could not be farther apart.
I gotta say, Marco doesn't live terribly close to Jay.
No, but if that's where he was, it's only like an hour and a half. Yeah. It's still not that far.
That's the furthest point
New Hampshire is only maybe 3 hours.
That is true. New England is not Texas.
Hour and a half is still neighbors in Texas.
I was going to say, it's even neighbors in Wisconsin.
So if she was any farther north, she'd be in Maine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Yeah, Texas, hour and a half is going down to the driveway to pick up the paper.
In some places, it is.
Some ranches, yeah.
Thanks for calling, MDev.
All right, thanks, MDev.
Well,
our weekly MDev.
Because I don't have anything good to add other than I don't really think all this gun control stuff is dead. I think we'll see.
I don't think it's dead either. They'll try again.
But, all right, talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Oh. We got another caller. As long as people will call in, I'll take their calls. I don't care.
Oh, my God. We're going to be here all night.
No, we're not.
They won't call. I'm totally kidding.
Hello. This is area code 206 in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm back. Oh. How in the name of God did you not mention exploding fucking garbage cans while I was on the phone?
I don't know.
Bomb-proof garbage cans? Yeah, I say we get one of those and send it to jail.
I will find the link.
The next Uber shoot.
Find the link, because I am dead serious. I will go out there and I will prove the failure point. We will shoot at it at Boomer Shoot. We'll put it down on the 400-yard line. And have a bunch of people bring 50 cows over and pack it full of explosives and detonate it.
Well, yeah,
there will be nothing left.
Full video documentation, you can send it to the company and say, suckers, you lose.
I am putting a link in the chat.
Nice.
Twitter feed, bomb proof in a pig's ass.
I need another blog post to write tonight, so guess what? I know what I'm writing.
Congratulations.
These new cans developed by British company Media Metrica weigh 1 ton each.
What?
Good Lord.
Bastard who has to empty that. Shit.
It's like the TARDIS of trash cans.
It's insane.
How many pounds of trash can you stuff in
it? I don't know.
It probably only fits like 5 pounds or something, and that's how it can be, quote-unquote, indestructible.
It's crazy. But I don't know. That's what they're, you know, that's what they're looking at. There you go. Really bomb-proof garbage cans.
Oh. Challenge accepted.
All right.
All right. Later, Alan.
Bye. All right. That's it. No more calls.
All right.
We're going to say, wrap it up. We're going to say goodbye because, damn. It's
call
it's,
in next week.
It's 9:10. Yeah, it's, call in next week. Next week will be the 1 week till NRA convention show.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably do something, you know, related.
Okay.
Pony.
We're not doing a show the week after that, are we?
We're not doing a show the week of.
No.
No, because
okay,
there's just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody's kind of like in flux. Like, I'll be in Texas, but yeah. Jay and Weird won't be. And
well, people
on Thursday, I'll be in Texas on Thursday. You're,
oh, you,
yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Oh. We're still not doing it.
Right.
We're going to be out drinking.
No, I don't want to do it. No. I won't be doing it.
No, exactly. Okay. We won't either.
Beer takes precedence.
Maybe
sorry.
I'll play
it. Sorry,
I'll,
folks.
Maybe I'll stream a previous episode or something. Nah, I won't even do that. Screw it.
Yeah, whatever.
Y'all can live without Squirrel Report for a night.
Follow the Squirrel Report Facebook. We'll post things.
And but if you are going to be in Houston and you find me at the show, we actually
give you a dollar.
We will all have Squirrel Report cards, business cards with the squirrel of corn on it. and if you come up with a novel way to beg me for one, I have some nice paracord bracelets in the Squirrel Report colors, red and black. Ooh. So
okay,
it's like knitting. It's, you know, you sit in front of the TV and make a paracord bracelet.
Alan, you were a Boy Scout, weren't you?
You're so crafty. I'm impressed.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
You, good for you, Alan.
Yep.
That does not surprise me.
With a bronze palm.
I had a bronze palm for a little while too. I was 13 once.
No, that's a hairy palm.
Jeez.
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty calloused. You could definitely put a cigarette on it.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.